It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL.
On the phone with us, president of Lanier Law Group, our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier. Of course, if you'd like to be in touch with Lisa Lanier, it's very easy to do. Simply call 1-888-CONSULT. Lisa Lanier has offices statewide. Also, you can check out Lisa Lanier, 107.5KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing great.
We are.
Always doing great when we have a story about an erection that lasts longer than it should.
Yeah.
This story is everywhere. A man, he is suing his doctor after he had penile enhancement surgery that left him engorged for 8 straight months, if you can imagine. Any guy's like, oh my gosh.
Goodness.
It's way too much. But it got worse. For some reason, he never went back to the doctor. Even after his scrotum.
Yeah.
Grew to the size of a volleyball.
You're kidding.
Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know. He's like, I can't ride my bike. I can't do normal activities.
How do you even walk? The size of a look, this is the size of a volleyball. This big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
So it gets worse, believe it or not.
Oh, my.
The implant then broke, and the tubing from the implant pierced his volleyball-sized scrotum. And now he's half the size that he used to be. So this guy's had a really, really bad year. Lisa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I know why you brought this story up, because you cannot stop thinking about the pain since I sent you that photo the other night, right?
Please.
Did you just say the pain? She did.
Now, Lisa, for Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, if you can please clarify... Otherwise, people are wondering why you are sending me and Katie pictures
yes.
of penises.
And once you clarify, may I have your permission to post it on our Facebook, please?
You certainly
it's hilarious.
Thank you.
So the other night, I'm making pork tenderloin for the family.
It started so innocently.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I pop it in the oven, and then when I get it out, I'm like, oh, my God, it looks like a giant dildo. It
was oy.
Perfectly formed, circumcised penis in my oven.
Have you seen the picture, Producer Whitney?
No, I have not.
All right, I will post it.
Yeah, so I had to share it. I couldn't, you know, that's like, when you're my age, your fun in life is like taking pictures of your food and sharing it with your friends.
Yes.
Right? Hey, mine too. That's that. I get my biggest kicks doing that.
And when you see this picture.
So I had to share it with you guys, and oh my gosh, it looks, does it not look
no.
it does.
Like a giant penis?
Uh-huh.
It looks, I mean, it looks so real that Jason Goodman here has never been more hungry when he saw that picture.
Zinger!
He's not here to defend himself.
No, he isn't.
All right. Yeah, so this guy.
Okay, sorry.
No, that
that's
picture
okay.
is. It's going to be on our Facebook page. You have to check
just
it out.
Just a second.
But yeah, what can this guy do?
Well, so here's the thing. It sounds like his problem comes from a post-operative infection, and it is almost never actionable as medical malpractice if you develop an infection, because there are a million horrible bugs out there now that doctors can do everything right, and you can still come down with one of these infections. You know, they can be perfectly sterile, follow all the procedures. So if that's all that it's about is a post-operative infection, then I wouldn't touch that case. I mean, it's not a good medical malpractice case if that's the only thing that went wrong. But and the guy, apparently he waited 4 months to go back to the doctor with this problem.
Yeah, they said he did not go back right away.
Do you think it was just sheer embarrassment? He thought, I can't go to the doctor and talk about this.
Maybe at first he thought it was cool.
I don't know.
He overcame the embarrassment of going to the doctor to say, hey, I need an inflatable penis to begin with.
Right.
I mean,
that's a good point.
He was having trouble. You know, I guess this was an enhancement surgery. He was having trouble with his wife, and he said they both went to the doctor saying, look, he needs something, and they gave him this, it's like a 3-piece inflatable device to begin with.
Oh man. Can't imagine having surgery on that area.
Mm-mm.
Oof.
The recovery
time. It sounds like he got a horrible infection, and so this engorgement apparently was a result of that. No. I think the poor guy fell on hard times.
Yeah. He wished he did.
I feel like the joke was intended there, Lisa.
I think it was. Yeah, hard times for 8 months at least. Engorged for 8 months, volleyball size scrotum. I can't imagine.
Not as fun as it sounds.
No, you're like, oh, awesome. No.
Well, while we're talking about body parts, we do have another quick story we wanted to get your opinion on. A man in the UK woke up after getting a nose job only to find that the plastic surgeon had actually removed his nose entirely. And basically, the background story of this guy, he was going through a terrible divorce, and he decided that he wanted to do something he calls selfish. So he was having some problems, small problems, breathing whenever he was sleeping and when he was working out. So he thought, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself and have a nose job. Woke up in the middle of surgery to find out that his whole nose had been removed.
Straight Michael Jackson.
Gone. And we have photos to show you on our Facebook as well. What do you do when you wake up from surgery and your whole nose is gone?
Oh, and this guy, I actually think, unlike the penis surgery, I think this guy probably has a good case. This guy has had 22 surgeries,
yeah,
and this is what he ends up with. And the pictures are horrible, and he was not a bad-looking guy to begin with.
He wasn't. I said the exact same thing. He was good-looking.
He was good-looking. I mean, I don't understand why in the world. I mean, obviously, he was going through a divorce. He was at an emotional low point, I guess, because he was a good-looking guy. His nose was a little bit big, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of weird-looking, but, you know.
Yeah, but he was basically a nice-looking guy. And now, literally, he has this weird sort of bulbous thing where his nose mm-hmm. used to be, and a straw, like a straw sticking out of where his nose used to be. It's horrible. So, I mean, he has to show, in order to have a good medical malpractice claim, he has to show that the doctor was negligent. But it's just hard for me to imagine 22 surgeries and a straw sticking out of your face later that there wasn't some negligence.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd have to get an expert who would be a similar type of doctor who could stand in that doctor's shoes and say, yes, there was negligence. But I would absolutely investigate that case if he walked in my door with that straw sticking out of his face.
Now, Lisa, yeah. By the way, we're talking to Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. You can contact her real easy, 1-888-CONSULT. If you've been injured on the job, she can definitely help you. Have you seen any crazy plastic surgery cases come before you?
I have seen some bad plastic surgery outcomes. And you know, it makes me, when you do, I do all sorts of injury-related law, and when mm-hmm. you do that, it makes you scared of everything. You know, I'm scared to death of plastic surgery or any kind of surgery.
I am too.
Well, especially like these infections. Like, ultimately, one of the reasons that this guy had to have his nose taken off was that one of these, I think the seventh surgery, resulted in an infection. If you have enough surgeries, you're eventually, I think, going to get an infection.
Yeah.
I'm scared of them. So, you definitely see a lot of people do laser surgery that aren't necessarily qualified, like this, like the laser peel or the laser, you know, laser scar resurfacing and stuff. I see a lot of people come in with severe burns from that. A lot of boob jobs that go wrong, where, mm-hmm. you know, you're basically one boob is like up by your ear afterward.
Mm. Right. Not exactly how you wanted it.
Yeah, not hot.
Right. We said perky, right. But not like all the way on my head.
Yeah, I don't want it on my face.
Right, exactly. Nipple in the armpit kind of thing.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm sure there's all sorts of crazy stuff that happens. Because typically the people, I mean, I understand like some women getting breast enhancements or boob jobs. I get that. But it seems like a lot of the women who have like stuff done on their face, mm-hmm. they don't need it.
Right.
And then they look worse afterwards.
Does.
And I don't think,
absolutely.
We were talking, Lisa and I agree that this guy who had his nose removed, he was a good looking guy. And if we weren't focused on his nose because of the story, I would never even think, oh, he could use a nose job.
No.
It's all in absolutely. Your brain.
Yeah, we all are worst critics.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, we appreciate it. Thank you for sending the picture of your pork tenderloin that looks like a penis.
It is on our Facebook.
I still haven't seen it. Oh, it is?
Check our Facebook page out, Producer Whitney. And you can always contact Lisa, 1-888-CONSULT or 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. If you're injured on the job, Lisa Lanier is the person you want to contact. And she's funny. Oh. So, I mean, you get great legal advice and she's funny. So that's two awesome things that not everyone can say they have.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too.